When you hack a child, a mother will always know how beautiful the feeling is to have a child. And it's also the child that the first thing that he hears is the mother's pulse, the heart. First thing that he sees is the mother's face, a beautiful smile. The first thing that he ever received was that sustenance that Allah placed through his mother. It's the first thing that he touched was that beautiful hand that reassured him that it's okay, I'm here for you. I want to see you grow. I will devote my life to make sure that you do. Mothers, as they said, they've seen death to see that you give a given life. They will go hungry to feed you, and they will go thirsty to quench your thirst. That's why when a child dies, it's very difficult upon a mother, because it's part of her. And they would hope that they will see them walking down the aisle, or getting married, or having grandchildren of their own. So when a father hears his wife saying, "Honey, I have some good news, the doctor told me I'm pregnant," they prostrate to thank Allah for the gift, because Allah called it وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُ رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ وَاجْعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. Allah called them a gift. As a matter of fact, a woman is not called a woman except when she gets a child. This is zawj. A child makes her a wife in a way that is spouse. Otherwise, it's just another woman. Very special relationship that you see right here. And a child was asked, "Who is your favorite woman?" He says, "The one that waited for me for 9 months. And when she saw me, she had open arms. It's that hand that raised you, fed you, that bathed you, changed you, wiped your tears, and also shaded your eyes from the sun." This is the relationship that Allah subhanahu wa jalla yura mentioned in the Quran. Because they're the second reason for your creation. Having said that, if Sister Sayyida is your mother, you will miss her dearly. And a Sahaba used to cry because the gate of heaven is being closed. You can never get your mother back, so my recommendation, if you have your mother alive, kiss your hand. Kiss her hand every morning when she wakes up and every night before she goes to sleep. Because this is the hand that we talked about. And if you have a father that's still alive, kiss the forehead. That's the sweat that poured on their forehead to put food on the table, clothes on your back, roof over your head. And don't take it for granted. And make sure you make dua for them every salah. رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. Oh Allah, have mercy upon them as they raised me when I was young. Why? Because when you are young, you are the most difficult. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't mention anything else except, oh Allah, have mercy upon them as they raised me when I was young. Why? I cannot explain it to you or describe it. The only time you'll know exactly what Allah said in the Quran, when you have children of your own, then you will say, رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا, sincerely from the heart. Because you know how difficult it is to raise the children. Having said that, now for the parents of Badr Ala, may Allah have mercy upon them. It is difficult to let go a child that you had hopes for, had dreams. You were hoping that this would be your insurance policy later on, your retirement plan. This is the child that will take care of me. And it's very difficult to bury a mother. But it's more difficult when you expect your son to bury you, you bury your son. Very difficult indeed. So all I'm going to ask you to do is read Surah Al-Kahf. And you will see the wisdom and the logic behind it. You may not understand it, but this could be the best thing that ever happened to you. And you make dua that he will make noise at the gates of heaven, so you go to heaven together. You make noise that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy upon you, behaving on your right scale. You make dua to meet them in Jannah after a long, healthy, righteous life. Just in case your shaitan is coming to doubt you, listen to the hadith. 20 days, 40, 120 days, according to the hadith, that four things are written in the womb of the mother, just in case you're doubting, or shaitan is making you angry, or rebellious, or discontent with the decree of Allah. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, after 120 days of the womb, are four things are written. Two angels come down and write it down. Your rizq, your provision is already decreed. And your lifespan is already decreed. Your actions and deeds are already decreed. Happy or sad, meaning close to the mercy of Allah or away from the mercy of Allah, is already decreed. So if you say, only if he wasn't in that car, only if he didn't go with his friends, only if he stayed with us that night, wallahi, you're opening the gates of shaitan. According to that, again, another hadith. إِيَّاكُمْ وَلَوْ فَإِنَّهَا تَفْتَحْ أَبْوَابِ الشَّيْطَانِ بَلْ قُولُوا قَدَّرَ اللَّهُ وَمَا شَاءَ فَعَلُ. Close that gate. إِيَّاكُمْ, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, woe to you. Don't go there. Don't say only if, but say Allah decreed a matter and His will is above all. So nothing will change it. رجعونا, go ahead, bring it back if you can. Nobody will. So it is that ayah that gives you hope. قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون. خلاص. What does that mean, أخي? إنا لله. We come from Allah, and unto Him we're going to go back. So the scholars will say, if you know that you're going back to Allah, and anything happens to you that you belong to Allah, do I accept anything because He's that one that I'm going back to? He's the one that gave me everything, so I belong to Him. Al-Hasan al-Basri, rahmatullahi alayhi, has another take on that one. He says, do you know what you just said? He says, yeah, but he translated the meaning like I said. He says, no, it's not like that. He says, if you know for sure that you come from Allah, that you better know that you're going to die. And if you know for sure that you're going to die, then you better know that you will be buried. And if you know for sure that you will be buried, then you better know that you will be resurrected. And if you know for sure that you will be resurrected, then you better know that you will be asked questions. وَقِفُوهُمْ إِنَّهُمْ مَسْئُولُونَ. Stop them, summon them, they will be asked. And if you know for sure that you will be asked questions by Allah, then you better prepare the answer for the questions. But do you really know what the questions are? Well, the questions are the four that you were given in the grave. في عمره فيما أبلاه. Allah gave you life. What did you do with it? Allah will ask you on Judgment Day the four questions in the grave. He's given you عمر. What did you do with that life? أَوَلَمْ نُعَمِّرْكُمْ. Have I not given you life? وَجَاءَكُمْ النَّذِيرُ. And the warner came. And sustenance. فيما من أين اكتسبه وفيما أنفقه. Did I not give you provision? And you think it's just money? No. Anything that you were granted is provision. Listen. Allah would ask you, where did you get it from? And how did you spend it? And so on and so forth. So our job is to take heed from this. Don't tell me I have to wait till 60 years. As a matter of fact, one hadith says, when you reach 60 years, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the angels, أَعِدُّوا لَهُ الْمَوْتِ. Prepare death for them. So are you going to wait till then? Well, there's no guarantees. 17 years? Wallahi, we've seen 17 days. And even less. Stillbirth. No one is guaranteed anything. None of us here are guaranteed to walk out these doors. So you better prepare your life to be every day your life as if it's your last day. So if you don't want to die doing whatever it is that you want to do, don't do it. If you don't want to die being resurrected with the company you're with, don't be with them. If you don't want to die in a place that you don't want to die in, don't go there. If you don't want to die seeing or hearing or saying anything, because you will be resurrected exactly the same way you died, don't do it. So let this be a lesson for this poor slave of Allah, Allah first. We all have children of those who have, and we all come from a mother and a father of those who are here. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Have mercy on Sister Sayyida and Brother Ala. And Ya Ukhti, Ya Ukhta, say Allahumma ajurni fi musibati wa akhlifli khayra minha. O Allah, reward me in my calamity and grant me something better than it. Allah will surely do. And make sure you make dua for them. Don't forget them on your sadaqa jariya, ongoing charity. And anything beneficial, that especially the mother that taught you, if you didn't you do that she taught you, it's on her right side scale. Don't forget them in your dua. Your mother needs you more than anything else right now. The scholars will tell you, if your mother dies, she needs you more, because her actions and deeds are cut off, except of that. And he said, "Wa anta min amali salih," and you are among the righteous deeds. So continue to do righteous deeds for them, and do sadaqa jariya on their behalf, and the dua and everything else. For that, father, my dear brother, my dear sister, may Allah bless you, Abu Ala and Umm Ala, and Allah subhanahu wa jalla bi'ula. Abu Abdullah, Abu Abdullah and Umm Abdullah. May Allah subhanahu wa jalla bi'ula place his hand, a magnificent hand, in the way of His Majesty upon your heart. Grant you a beautiful patience. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa jalla bi'ula for both of them to make their grave a piece of heaven, not a piece of hell. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa jalla bi'ula to expand it as far as their eyesight can see. And give them thabat, the ability to be able to answer the questions in the grave. Who's your Lord? What is your way of life? And what you say in the man that was sent upon you. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa jalla bi'ula to resurrect them on pulpits of light with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Grant them the book with the right hand side. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa jalla bi'ula to grant them Jannah with no accountability.
Ameen.
To be able to see the magnificent face of Allah in the way befitting His Majesty with no accountability. Ameen. Those two janazas are actually going to